now we're going to go to the Lord in prayer because we have not done that. Father God, oh my gosh, we are so thankful this morning on this Testimony Tuesday. Father, we know that each of us has a testimony about how you have brought us through something. And Father, we know that that testimony can be shared with someone to encourage them in some way. Father, we thank and praise you for this PMC call. The fact that you put this in the heart of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and that it has been, it is live, has been this way for 3 years, that's a testimony in and of itself. So we thank you, Father, for their faithfulness. We thank you, Father, for their diligence. Father, we thank and praise you for their love for you. Now, Lord, we lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts as she is on the airplane right now. Father, we thank and praise you that your angels are encamped all around about that plane, that you're with, that you were already with the mechanic, Lord, that he was well-skilled, and with the pilot, that he's well-rested. No one has any vengeance against the company or the airlines with which she is flying, that she will make her destination safely. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and all that you are doing for her, Lord, that you have ordered her footsteps and guided her and given her sweet rest when she needs it. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring forth the words this morning. Father, that the word will come forth boldly and that the word is given just as you have given it to the speaker this morning. Father, and then I thank and praise you that you have opened our hearts, you've opened our eyes, and you opened our ears to hear what is being said and to hear it right, oh God, that it does not get mixed up with anything else in our minds, because you have cleared our minds of anything that might be hindering us from hearing the word. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you right now that we can command the airways that they line up with the word of God. Satan has no place on this line. He has been canceled, vetoed, annulled, and kicked off this phone in the mighty name of Jesus. So this call goes forth with clarity because these lines are saturated by the blood of the Lord. We thank and praise you for each and every family member who have gathered around this, who have gathered around the table this morning, that they might hear the word, Lord, and that we will go forth today being blessed and more blessed as a result of it. And Lord, just put it on our hearts to tell our testimony to somebody out there, because somebody out there is suffering. Somebody out there needs to hear a word of encouragement. And you have told us to go boldly. And so we give it boldly in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. I love you, my PNC family. Go out and have a blessed, blessed, prosperous day. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Take it away, my sister.
Amen. To God be the glory on this Tell Someone Your Testimony Tuesday. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer here on the Master's Call. Well, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, who is traveling, our traveling ambassador, as Minister Willis said, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we thank you for calling in so that your life can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. See, here on the Master's Call, we stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank Minister Willa for opening us up in prayer here on the Master's Call. We invite each and every single one of you to visit our website. We are still going forward in our fast, and we invite you to just join along with us. No meats, no sweets, and no breads. And we're going to push it out until day 40, which is coming up next week. So we want you to continue to pray and fast. The prayer directives can be found on our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Some of you on the line feel like you are being called to do or led to do something else. So if that is you on the line, you're interested in being an intercessor on this line, you're interested in greeting and or standing in the gap, we invite you to use our Gmail address, and that is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will respond to you. Today is Tuesday, and immediately following this call, we will go ahead and head over to the morning motivational call, where we will be greeted by Platinum President John McQueen, and that number is area code 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. Make sure that you get someone else on that line with you. Today at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we will head over to the 90K in 90-day call. And that telephone number is the same number that you use to dial into the master's call, which is 712-432-0075. And the PIN code is different. It is 926-358#. And some of you are asking, what is the replay? Well, it's the same as the master's call, 712-432-1085. And for the 90K call, the PIN number 926-358#. And for the master's call, it would be the same PIN code that you used to dial in, 957-677#. So make sure that you are on those calls so that you can get the information that you need. Remember, Artist International distributors on the line today. Today is still double point, 60% off. It's up to you what you want to do, but you have to make it happen. So take advantage of the promotions that are in your back office. If you don't know what they are, then reach out to the artist distributor that invited you to this call this morning, and they will be more than happy to share with you what is going on in Artist International as we are reshaping the world. So at this time, it is time for our message from the man of God. This man of God, he is no stranger to the master's call. He definitely, I said, if anybody knows Artist Cares, he knows Artist Cares. He has a passion for Artist Cares, and that is something that is in his lane. So if you're on the line this morning and you want to know more about Artist Cares or have somebody explain it to you, he is definitely the person that you would want to reach out to. He is a pastor, he is a husband, he is a man on the move for God, building the kingdom of God in an excellent way. I so am honored to meet him, have met him on several occasions, and to be in his presence has been definitely a blessing in my life. So at this time, all the way from Detroit, Michigan, of course, Michigan is where his church can be found. And so at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. Minister Tiffany, God bless you. You're just a bright and shiny light early in the morning, just shine bright. Praise God for you. Thank God for the opportunity to meet you as well. Well, today is a beautiful day in the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to give honor to those that make this call available, and Pastor Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Amen. Without them, we would not be here. So good morning to them. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity and honor to share on this day, and to my TMC brother and sister, and praise God, everybody's on the call today. It's a blessing. I want to talk about victory this morning. Amen. We want to talk about victory. And we want to look at 1 Samuel chapter 17. And share a little bit from that. Most people know about the story of David. And first of all, going back before we got to this place in the 16th chapter, they were looking for an anointed one. Samuel basically was looking for the one that God ordained, and God separated and wanted to anoint. And so Jesse showed him all his sons, and of course, the order didn't fall until here come David. But he was last, the one to come. And, of course, you didn't know the story. Just read it for yourself. And that particular time, that oil fell upon him, even though he wasn't all that stout and, you know, built, you know, but he was ready. He was a keen-eyed person. And, but I just wanted to share with you, sometimes you may not look like the leader that people are looking for. You may not look like you got it going on with a bag of chips and all that. But the scripture says, man looketh on the outer appearance, but God looketh on the heart. David had a heart, and his heart was after God's, amen, will and way. And it's so important to understand that as we take this journey in life, we have to have our heart fixed on the Lord. Amen. Anything and everything that we do in word and deed, do it as unto the Lord. That should be our motive. So here's David. David had a heart to fight. I mean, he had a heart to fight for righteousness. And, of course, the Philistines was after the children of Israel. And it was really giving them a hard time. And David came on the scene and said, what's happening? What's going on here? And as I paraphrase, and Saul said, look, you know, we're going to be defeated. This giant coming, and he's got all this going on, and we can't stand against it. And I said, well, here, David said, well, I'm here. I can do this. You know, don't look past me. I can do this. So verse 33 of that 17th chapter, 1 Samuel, Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. Now, let's put a pin there. Some people don't understand what God has put inside of you. I think you write that down. Some people just don't understand what God has put inside of you. They may say you're not able to make it. They may say you're not platinum material. They may say something about your business of art is that, amen, that is not as great as another business. But you know what artists can do. You know what artists have done. And you know what artists is able to do in the lives of many other people. So don't let folk, amen, tell you about what you cannot do or won't do. Amen. I'll say, when people call you out of your name, or say something that, you know, that's derogatory, and just say that you're not able to conquer this or whatever, you say, well, thank you. You're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion do not define who I am. Oh, you better write that down. Your opinion do not define who I am. So here's Saul saying, David, man, you really feel that you can do this and you want to do this. I understand that. But David said, look, I have a track record. You know, I've done some great things in my life, and I believe I can take care of this man. I can take care of him. Okay, David, all right, Saul said, look, let me help you here. Put this on. You need some help. I got this arm. You can put it on. It's a bronze helmet. And he put it on his head. He also clothed it with a coat of mail. And David fastened his sword to his arm and tried to walk, but he had not tested them. David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these. I have not tested them. So David took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag in a pouch. I read from verse 40, which he had, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near the Philistine. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. So the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Then David said to the Philistine, look, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And continue reading, you know the story. But there is a law. There's a law. John Maxwell talks about the law of victory. And it talks about how David defeats Goliath, and everyone wins. And it shares with you. Victory is always fun. No one likes to lose, but when a leader practices the law of victory, it impacts more than a leader. It affects everyone around the leader. Consider David in his battle with Goliath. By practicing this law, he transformed the once paralyzed Israelite soldiers into a Philistine army. Here's how he did it. Number one, his perspective differed from others. In other words, he didn't see what everyone else saw, an invisible giant. He saw an opportunity. Number two, his methods differed from others. He decided to use proven weapons that he knew would work, not the conventional ones. Number three, his conviction differed from others. He recognized Goliath had no covenant with God, while he felt passionately committed to God's covenant. Number four, his motives differed from others. He heard Goliath's threats against the God of Israel and knew God could beat him. Number five, his vision differed from others. He wanted to make Yahweh known to the world as the most powerful God on earth. Number six, his experience differed from others. He brought to the battlefield past victories over a lion and bear, not months of paralyzing fear. But number seven, his attitude differed from others. He saw Goliath not as a threat too big to hit, but as a target too big to miss. Wow, wow, wow. So you can have a victory today, not because of your so-called ability. You may have some good skills and ability, but look, David said, in the name of the Lord. Now watch that. Now, it's important to realize that if God is for you, he is more than the world against you. So whatever your battle is today, whatever you're going through today, you can be victorious. Yes, we have two more days to the end of the month for our artist opportunity that we have. And don't sweat the small stuff. This is no big deal. To God, we can make our rank. We can do what we need to do. Amen. Nothing is too hard. Amen. If you choose to do it in the name of the Lord, your motive must be to give God the glory. Amen. Not for your glory, but for God's glory. So victory is in the Lord. I can't help but remember the song, Victory in Jesus, My Savior Forever. Amen. I don't want to go there, but maybe Tiffany will sing before we leave here. But praise God. But let me move on to the New Testament, 1 John chapter 5. God's word also talks about the victory, amen, in this particular chapter, verses 1 through 5. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Now let's backtrack a little bit back to David. David had faith. He believed, amen, that God was able. And, of course, we know what Paul says, God is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask with the accord of power that worketh within us. Amen. So I just want to get us in a frame of mind of victory. victorious living. Amen. We can live a life of victory. I know the Super Bowl game was, you know, was hard to swallow for some people. Amen. But the Seahawks had, I believe, a made-up mind. I don't know if they prayed harder or what happened, but, amen, that was quite a game. Amen. Amen. Somebody had to win, and they said it just had to be us. We in this, we in it to win it. So you are in this artist business to win it. Amen. Amen. Other people tell you that it's a pyramid or it's this or that or whatever. Amen. Well, that's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. God bless you. May God keep you and have a smile upon you. Keep on moving. So let's look again at the law of victory. God provides victory to all of us, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 through 21. As the ultimate leader, God practices the law of victory and allows each of his people to share in his victory. He found a way for the team to win. Consider how God practices this law and takes us to a new level. Number one, his people receive a new birth, according to verse 1. Number two, his people receive a lighter load, verse 3. Number three, people overcome the world, verse 4. And number four, the people gain a victorious faith, verses 4 and 5. Number five, his people receive an inward confirmation, verses 10 and 11. Number six, his people receive a new life, according to verse 12. Number seven, his people gain answers to prayer, verses 14 and 15. And number eight, his people receive protection, verse 18. Number nine, his people gain wisdom and understanding, verse 20. And number 10, his people receive a new position, hallelujah, in verse 20. So looking at 1 John chapter 5, verse 121 is awesome passage of scripture to read and meditate on. But just keep in mind that we can have victory. We are overcomers, more than conquerors. Amen. But we have to have the attitude. We have to have confidence, not being cocky, but having confidence, amen, that we are, amen, on the right team. We're on the winning team. Amen. In the name of the Lord. The Lord, amen, has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the victory. So let's walk in it. We have the victory. Amen. Let's talk like we have it. Let's walk like we have it. Let's look like we have it. Come on, somebody. Amen. We ought to be living in victory. Stop acting like you're defeated. Amen. This is a new year. Whatever happened in the past is behind you. Amen. But as we walk in faith, amen, looking beyond our defeated, whatever it was in the past, we ought to be looking like David. Goliath, you out of here, man. Your head is gone. Amen. I come to you in the name of the Lord, and you may look bigger than me, amen, but I look at you as an opportunity. You're such a big target. I can't miss you. Amen. So we know the story. David did conquer Goliath. So what is your giant today? What are you trying to conquer today? Amen. What is it that you struggle with? God says he's giving you the victory. Walk in it. Amen. Amen. Realize that if God be for you, amen, he's more than the world against you. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. It may look like it ain't going to happen, but it ain't over until God says it over. Amen. Let me just stop right here. I can go on, but just walk in victory. Victory is yours. It is yours right now. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. We have the victory this morning on the TMC call. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious and everlasting Father, we just thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you, Father God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you that you have given us the victory. And on this day, as we are living testimonies, as you woke us up this morning into this new day that you have made, day 31 of our corporate fast here on the Master's Call, God, we thank you for everything, Father. We thank you that you are our shepherd. We thank you that you are our refuge. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that you are our strong tower. We thank you that we can do all things through you because it is you who provides strength to each and every single one of you, one of us, oh God. I come right now lifting up the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family. I lift up Papa Diaz de Leon to you. I pray for total and complete healing in his mind, his body, and his spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Mama to you and the children and the grandchildren to you right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I decree and declare that the vision that you have given him for Artists International will continue to move forth unhindered right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every single leader in Artists International, which we all are, and I pray that you will continue to do great and new things in our lives. I pray that the numbers that we have said that we would have on our vision boards and in our minds that we would close with this month of January, that we will close at those goals or super exceed those goals right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this master's call right now. I lift up each and every distributor on the line right now under the sound of my voice, oh God. I pray that you would continue to do great and new things in their lives. I speak deliverance right now. I speak healing on the line right now. Those that don't know you, I speak that they would know you and have a relationship with you and that they would ask you to come into their heart, oh God. I lift up the Newmark family to you right now in the name of Jesus. Sharon Stowers, I lift her up to you. Ronnie Vaughn and Jackie Henderson and Joni, Father God, as you are regulating her blood, Father, I pray that the next report that she gives us will be zero, oh God, and I know that you are that type of God because you are the master healer. I lift up Platinum President Marie Preston to you. Touch the Preston family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I lift up Dr. P.K. Roberts as she is traveling. Give her traveling grace right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to you. Ease her mind, Father. Allow her to get every single thing that she desires for her wedding. Let her do it. Let it be complete and in order, like she will not miss anything that you have given her, the vision that in the dreams that you have given her. They will be seen in 2014, oh God. And I just thank you for this appointed hour. I pray for the man of God as he has spoken to us this morning, that he has challenged us to walk in victory. I pray, Father God, that you would allow every need in his life to be met, every desire to be met right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we leave from this place, but never from your presence, Father, go out with us as we go out to be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. So remember, the replay number for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That telephone number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 53-9598-POUND. Remember, you are a living testimony. God woke you up this morning, and if he does not do anything else for you, that is more than enough. So go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are and walk in victory. Pastor Everett Thomas, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for the day?
Now to him that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, is from now and forever. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen.